So before the teaching to before the granting the oral transmission of the Dhammakara Sutta, so to do some practice before that to collect more merit, those are essential practices. So begin with the not the normal prayer that we do to the courses. So now going to on the basis of that. So I'll begin with the refuge. Without the thorns and any of those ugly, rough, unpleasant things, and the soft, like lapis lazuli ground, but soft, blissful. Let's begin with that. Visualize pure land or Amitabha Buddha or Vajrayogini or another day is pure land. So most beautiful, I would say best enjoyment, most purest enjoyment. like that, you know? Most beautiful. Yeah. A very blissful, soft ground. blissful nature. So like, as Chögyam Rinpoche explained during the power teachings, so like that, describing pure land. Sorry about the like what stepping up the spring bed, you know, like that, very soft. you step for a step, and then it goes down, then comes up. So, I have a very beautiful nature and very beautiful. It's an offering to the Buddha. beautiful. All the witch grinding trees, you know. very large and beautiful flowers, size of room, like petals or other beautiful flowers, a water pond, the bird making dharma sound, talking dharma. So this is as an offering to the Buddha Bodhisattvas. They as an object of refuge. Rupa Dhamma Sangha. Oya Dhamma Yenje Yedu
human and divine offerings, actually arranged and mentally created, clouds of finest Sumantabhadra offerings fill the entire space.
so we're going to bless all the offerings here, every single offerings here. then all the offerings also up there at the temple, all the light offerings up there in the temple. then then at Abdul's house, all the lights, all those a few thousands of lights there, light offerings, then 300 of water offerings, all the flowers inside, outside, then all the extensive offerings and all the FM descenders, 2,000 offerings, sets of offerings, the Mongolia, and the center, then Singapore Terrace House, there are the extensive offerings there, that's done every day. then also it was Kapan. many lights and water offerings upstairs in the room. so we can bless all those offerings and then we can offer to everybody can offer together. first we bless. Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Oma namo bhagavate medasa rabamadum bhagavate arahate kudasa.
So this this mantra has power. even you are offering one light or one incense, but if you recite this mantra, the one light offering becomes like skies of light offering. All the Buddhas they receive, 10 direction Buddhas they receive skies of light offering. Sky filled with light offering. Each Buddha received. So that means you get that much merit. So easy way. Way of collecting extensive merit. but the power of this mantra. So any offering, mandala. Or any offering, you see, when you make offering, any offering, if you recite this mantra, bless, if you use this mantra to bless, then the advantage is not only blessing, but it's numberless Buddhas, the Buddhas in 10 directions, each one receives skies of, you know, offering. So, so much merit one collects, that's the advantage. So more merit means easy life. More merit means what it means is that so everything goes smooth, you know, easy life. Generally speaking, when you have more merit, then you can overcome obstacles. When you have less merit, obstacles become bigger, and then they overwhelm you. The negativities overwhelm you. The enemies can overwhelm you. But if your merit is more powerful, then you can conquer, you can overcome the you can overcome the obstacles. So generally speaking like that. So this way you see you have more success. More merit you collect, then that then you see, you think, you generate the wish, you know. See, you think something, you're wishing for something. Then that, see, without any difficult, without any hardships. It just comes. It just comes. You wish, in general, wish within a few days, even in the same day, however. So things turns out. See, so when you made it powerful, it's like that. Looks like the other person knew what you're thinking, but actually your merit, you know, it's doing that. caused the other person, see, to fulfill your wishes, you know, like that. However, ultimate one is there, so it makes it easy to achieve enlightenment, quicker to achieve enlightenment, and that means quicker that you can liberate the sentient beings from the oceans of suffering, samsara, and bring them in full enlightenment. So that so that's the main reason. For success of works, you know, benefiting for sentient beings, say, benefit to sentient beings, you can have success. And then, then the last. So during this time, then it's very good to offer any music you have in the house, any symbol or function or any music you have, anything make sound offering. you can offer while you recite chanting this mantra. The same thing also when you do invocation. bells, whatever you have. Because music offering has so much benefit. I don't remember now, but explain the teaching. This is not only the benefit to have a very enchanting voice, and that draws attracts so many sentient beings, famous singers or persuasive voice that. so many millions of sentient beings, attached to. However, those power, not only music, but they can be other causes, other good karmas. But this is one thing. Like when you praise the Buddha, you chant, chanting is also a part of offering. If there's a nice chanting when you praise Buddha, also part of offering. like those results, you see, that's not everything benefit of offering music, but the famous singer or the that attracts many millions of people. See. the voice, you see. So that's a small part of the benefit of offering music. Ultimate is enlightenment and liberation from samsara, you see. Ultimate is enlightenment. Then good rebirth, next life. So those are all same. Any offering is same. And then there's a, depending on which offering, there's some particular different things, results. so it's good. Good. Any. Not only blessing, reciting mantra, but also make offerings. Whatever offering, if you have music, then offer during this time. so try to collect merit many ways, many different ways, as you have all the opportunities to do now. So that's taking advantage. So every time when you play music, you must think, must remember, not just playing music, but must remember offering in the heart. Think of the merit field. Must think of merit field, guru, or the, whatever the, depending on which practice, that merit field or object orientation, the merit field. What the one Buddha, you know, essence guru from us visual, say, you see one thing, the essence guru, or or numberless Buddhas, essence guru, or say visual gurus, the gurus, and then each one is all the Buddha. However, which depends on which practice. So now here you can just think of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. That's all the Guru Buddha Sangha. Or you think of the Guru along with Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and then all the rest of the merit field, the way you think. So that's it. But however, everything, everyone is there, everyone that you visualize there is a guru. So that's the most important. Most important meditation, key of Guru Yoga practice. So that becomes Guru Yoga practice, and then that helps to collect the most merit, most extensive merit, and become most powerful purification. So I think I'm going to make possible then. For the benefit, to achieve myself, to achieve enlightenment for beneficent beings, I'm going to make the offering. So the main thing is think of object, you know, the merit field. Whatever you visualize in the front of you, then all the ten directions of Dharma Sangha, ten directions, all the statues, to the scriptures, you think, in the mind you think that, and make an offering, beating drum, bell, whatever. So you made a very extensive offering. So like that. So how many, you see, numberless holy objects, statues, stupa, scriptures, tankas, numberless, you see, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. So you offer that, the merit, the cause, then you create numberless cause of enlightenment, numberless cause of liberation from samsara, numberless cause of good birth, happiness, future lives. So you see, everything is numberless. It's the end of the happiness. Cause of any of the happiness is numberless. So that. So during the, when you do sadhana or during puja or everything, not just playing, but you just think. And this meditation when you play, when you offer music, symbol. that makes life very meaningful. So it's good to have many music offerings. So during the practice, during puja, so whatever. That not just for entertainment, but it's. See, you create extends good karma. Now, next prayer. This expression the words of the truth. So that prayer, what effect it has? If you, how many offerings you visualized? You know, you see. Each Buddha received that many offerings, as much as you can visualize. If you visualize 100 offerings, see, to Buddha, they receive 100 offerings, light, whatever. So if you visualize skies of offerings to the Buddha, then they receive that much offering. Maybe can we start it in English? In English.
By the power of truth of the three jewels, of the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, by the power of the great might of the completed two collections, and of the completely pure, inconceivable sphere of reality, may all these offerings become just so.
Invocation. Or to one Buddha, immediately we get eight benefits. You know, the last one is the last two is achieving the iron path where you can overcome death, suffer of death, rebirth, you know, stop, and enlightenment. So you prostrate like this towards, you see, numberless Guru Buddhas, as a to the gurus, and then numberless Buddha. Buddha Dhamma Sangha, numberless holy objects, statues, stupas, scriptures, you see, tangas. So, that was in all the direction, all the universes, if you prostrate like this, these very important eight benefits, you, say, you create numberless times. So, numberless times. Next life, you each a perfect human body, perfect body, and perfect surrounding people, you see, whose minds are harmonious to your mind, so that you want to benefit others, you know, whatever you want to do, so you succeed. Then morality and devotion. Without morality and devotion, you cannot have realization of the path to enlightenment. So that's a very important foundation, those two things. So there's cost to that. Then, next life, you get your deva human body, then iron path, that which directly ceases the defilements, the delusions, you see, overcome. Then you can overcome death and rebirth, you see, suffering samsara. Then, last one, enlightenment. So you achieve these eight benefits numberless times. You get these eight benefits numberless, because who are prostrate, numberless. So this putting palms together like this, even to one statue Buddha, one statue Buddha or one one picture of Buddha, or by thinking Buddha, then prostrating like this. So it is not say it's the benefit result benefit to what you get from that. See, is it's unbelievable about that. So with it as a with it prostrating with the three doors, body, spirit, mind respectfully. So mind with the devotion. So mental prostration is devotion. Then speech, praising is a speech prostration. Then body prostration, even hand putting together. Also, while we're saying this prayer, you visualize numberless bodies of you laid down from all the directions, cover the whole earth from corners, directions, all laid down during prostration to the towards the altar, what is it? Towards the marriage field. So that's the meditation. What you are ordinary, the human body or the deity into deities, however, maintains, cover the whole earth during from all the directions during prostration. So one can visualize, you see. So you get the same merit. As if you have that many bodies and did prostration the same. Including the altar here, then you can visualize the Guru Puja marriage field, and that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha at the heart of the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Om Gosanga Yenbe Goyene Chaye De Lo.
Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined.
So now here, so all the offerings here in the temple, the lights, of course, then all the extensive offerings in your own houses, if you have, the, including if there's a flower in your garden, then you think of those lights in the house, whatever offerings you have. Then all the extensive offerings in all the family centers, Mongolia and so forth, those different places there, which are nature of infinite bliss. Thank you. First, can offer to precisely to the gurus. That's the first one that you visualize among in the level of the merit. So Buddha of compassion is in the Dalai Lama, and all the virtuous friends you think you visualize there. offer them. prostrate with the two palms together, prostrate, make offering, generate bliss within them. So three things. So you can do this off and over, 5 times, 10 times, 21 times. You see, you can do prostrate, make offering, generate bliss within them. So these three all do again and again. Now we make all these offerings, we prostrate, make all these offerings to the Air Guru Puja Merit Field by mentioning all the essence Guru from our society, generating infinite bliss within them. So do this three offer and offer again. Now we will prostrate, make all the offerings here and all the rest of the FMT center, all the extensive offerings in your own houses, towards all the ten directions of Buddha, towards all the ten directions of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, by maintaining the essence through the virtual friend from his own side. Now we offer, we prostrate, may all the offerings towards all the 10 directional statues, stupa, scriptures, tangas. There is in all the universes, in all the directions. Now we prostrate, make all the offerings here and the rest of the epimetry center, all the expensive offerings we offer towards all the holy objects in India by maintaining the essence, also root virtues, friend, and generating infinite bliss. So do these three over and over again. Now we prostrate, make all the offerings towards all the holy objects that were in Tibet. Shakyamuni Buddha statue, blessed by Buddha himself, there was the most precious one, there was in Lhasa temple, and the most precious Hayagyur statue in the Sera, and the Maitreya Buddha statue in Drigo Monastery, that was meaningful to behold, very precious one, and then the stupa that were built some years ago in Tibet, in Sera Monastery, so all the numerous holy objects in Tibet, all the holy places, monasteries. So we say prostrate, make all the offerings towards all those holy objects generated infinite bliss within them. By meditating the essence through the virtuous friend from all sides. So do these three over again as one can. And we prostrate, may all the offerings towards all the holy objects and deliverance in Nepal. Most precious one, the Swayambhana stupa, that which contains crystal stupa, natural, that appeared from the lake when Kathmandu was filled with the lake, and naturally appeared from the lake. That which manifestations of Buddha's holy mind, Dharmakaya, which is inside of that stupa, and then predicted by Buddha himself, Satyamuni Buddha. And then Bhavanatha stupa, not a precious one. The family member who built that stupa, mother who was looking after chicken, she built that stupa. And when it reached up to the vase, she passed away, and her four sons completed that stupa, the rest of the stupa. So after they completed the stupa, then each son made different prayers. So first son made prayer to become Dharma king in Tibet, known in Tibet, and spread Dharma. So then the next person made prayer to become minister, to help the brother to spread Dharma. Then one made prayer to become abbot, to spread the lineage of ordinations in Tibet. Next one made prayer to be a powerful yogi. It is an obstacle for the brother, you know, to spread Dharma in Tibet. So when they were praying, all the Bodhisattvas absorbed in the stupa. So that's why it's called all-encompassing stupa. Then wish-feeling stupa, all-encompassing wish-feeling. Because whatever prayer you make, that stupa, anybody who does circumambulation, prostration, make offering, make prayer, all the wishes get fulfilled. So therefore, it's called all-encompassing wish-fulfilling stupa. So these four sons, their next lives, they all become different members in Tibet. You know, they spread Dharma, preserve Dharma for many years, for many hundreds of years. So now the Tibetan mind, Buddhism is there. Because of that, able to preserve well, pure in Tibet. So therefore now it is spread all over the rest of the world. And if you are if in the West, tens of thousands of people are able to follow the path of enlightenment, able to make their lives meaningful. So all this is came from that stupa. So therefore, it's very important to pray after that stupa. So all the holy objects in Nepal, so we prostrate, we have all the offerings here and all the expensive offerings in the Epimity Center, that with nature infinite bliss, we offer all the holy objects that is in Nepal. So do the three things over and over again. Prostrate, make offerings, and there's bliss. Now we prostrate, make offering towards all the holy objects that are within the rest of the world. Burma, Sri Lanka, you know, all the, everywhere. And generate bliss by maintaining the essence, also the devotee's friend. Now we offer the last we offer, we prostrate, may all the offerings here, all the extensive offerings in the Epimde Center, Atos house, that all these offerings, which are nature of bliss, infinite bliss, we offer to Seven Medicine Buddha. Buddha Sabasiddhagava, Thousand-Nam Chenrisi. Prostrate, make offering to them, think of the essence guru, think of the Sunasthana Lama, generate infinite bliss within them. So they do these three offering of prostrate, make offering, generate bliss. By making offering to Medicine Buddha, then any vows one degenerated, everything gets, all those need karmas get purified, one never gets reborn in the lower realms. By making offering to Medicine Buddha, one is always protected by Medicine Buddha's protectors, 12 protectors. Each one has 700,000 androids, so they will protect you all the time, and all your wishes get fulfilled. So offering to Siddhagapa, so that one can instantly fulfill the wishes of other sentient beings, their happiness. And offering to Thousand Nam Chenrisi, to be able to generate great compassion quickly, and then able to liberate sentient beings quickly from the all the sufferings of samsara and bring them to enlightenment. So now, next one. I'm confessing all the need karmas, downfalls, individually. All these need karmas, downfalls, collected from beginning of birth up to now, I confess them individually. I confess all the need karmas, downfalls. Actions collected from beginning of birth up to now, feel regret and purified, and broke the Padmasha Buddhasava Tantra vows from beginning of past life, completely purified. feel regret, and then everything gets completely purified. Then the greatest obstacle to each realization of the path of enlightenment, to benefit of other sentient beings, and then need karmas collected with the guru, brought samayas, disturbed the holy mind and broke instructions, harmed the holy body, so forth. Non-devotional thought arising towards guru, thought mistakes, and so all this. Having done all this, one feels regret from and this as a collected from beginning to the birth up now. I think all this are completely purified. Your mental condition become completely pure. There's nothing there, no negativity is there. Now, next one is practicing rich openness. So, once on past, present, future, all the happiness came from merit, only come from merit. Without merit, no happiness can be experienced. So, all the past, present, future merits are so precious. All the past merits, present, future merits are so precious. That which causes all the happiness, temporal ultimate, realization, path of enlightenment, including enlightenment. So think of the three times, all this, all the past, present, future is so precious. They're so precious. How happy I am that I've collected them. Repeat all over how happy I am that I've collected them. How happy I am that I've collected them. All these merits. So by rejoicing also merit, all the merit, and the, each time the merit become double, increase like limitless skies with the numberless merits collected. So by rejoicing each time, by feeling happiness, skies of merit one collect. So now we rejoice, other sentient beings, others merit, other sentient beings, bodhisattvas, buddhas. they connected numberless merits in the past, present, future. from that they get to temporary ultimate happiness. Bodhisattvas, they are able to complete path. Bodhisattvas, they dedicate the merits to the numberless sentient beings. So, as well as Buddha's merit, so one feel great happiness. I think how wonderful it is. They have collected merit in three times. So, to say general happiness by thinking this over and over. Wonderful it is. They have collected merit, numberless merits, collected in the past, present, which will be collected in the future. How wonderful it is. So feeling happiness. By rejoicing others' merit whose level of mind is lower than oneself, one collect more merit than those other sentient beings. Those whose level of mind is same than same amount of merit, whose level of mind is higher than yours, you collect merit amount of merit half of the Bodhisattva or other person who has whose level of mind is higher than yours. So rejoicing to Buddha's merit, rejoicing Buddha's merit, so by dividing 10 parts, then you get one of them that much merit. by rejoicing one Bodhisattva is one day married, if you rejoice, then you get half of the amount of merit, half what one Bodhisattva collect one day, you know, half of that much you get. So Papamata Jinpa said, if you're going to collect that much merit without rejoicing, it would take 13,000 years. So here by rejoicing, which takes 13,000 years, you're able to collect in 1 second. So now here, numberless Bodhisattvas, not just one. So we rejoice all the past, present, future, all three time merits collected by them, then Buddha and sentient beings. So we collect again so many times skies of merit by rejoicing. So the easiest way to collect most extensive merit. Another method to achieve enlightenment quickly, easily. So now next, requesting to turn to have stable life. the gurus, those Buddhas in aspect, Nimanic aspect. Then next one, requesting to turn Dharma will. So when we request for us to have stable life, we visualize the throne in the hand, golden throne, with the double Vajra or raised by snow lions, beautifully decorated with the jewels. So with this visualization, to make that request. And throne absorbed to their throne. So, accepted in either verbally or in silence. They accepted your request to have stable life. Then now visualize Dharma Chakra, thousand spoke golden Dharma Chakra, offering to them. Then last one, dedication. I dedicate merits to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. The merit collected by me, by others in the past, present, future, three times. That which is empty from its own side. May the eye was empty from its own side. Achieve enlightenment. Guru Chaitanya Buddha's enlightenment, which was empty from its own side. leader all the sentient beings who are also empty from their own side to that enlightenment which is also empty from its own side. By myself alone, who is also empty from its own side. short mandala. visualization or mental ordering. So, golden base, the earth is whole gold, everything is gold. offer that the merit field to whose essence guru. then the amount of metal. Your front side is silver, back side is a ruby, radiating. Then your right side is gold. Your left side is lapis lazuli radiating. Whole sky is illuminated to the radiating with that. Colors change, colors according to jewels. And the waters, also the oceans around in that color. So bright folk. And all the devil realms, all the great, all the enjoyments, you know, on the mountain mirror. The touch the devil realms, all the devil's enjoyments, everything. offered to Guru. Medicine field, this is Guru. That they apply, say, the four continents. and eight, all are pure land of Amitabha Buddha, or Vajradhini, that which is most all the beauties, all the greatest purest enjoyment, no sufferings, no emotional thoughts arising, delusions arising, no suffering, old age, sicknesses, all these problems. completely pure. Then, realm. And the sentient beings are born here, and in these realms, they are becoming enlightened. Some, they are enlightened, they are already enlightened, being born here, or enlightening. as right side, the left side of the mandal mirror, sun, numberless sun, essence is wisdom, path to enlightened wisdom. Left side, as a right side of the mandal mirror, is a moon, numberless moon. Essence is all the path to enlightenment method. And then, so immediately offer as you visualize. Before you lose your visualization, offer. While you have the visualization, immediately offer to Guru. Then, backside of the mountain mirror, there is a beautiful umbrella. Numberless umbrella, beautiful umbrella, top, the tip, you know, which kind of jewel, and then the lapis lazuli handle, the beautiful, you know, pearl decoration, the nectar is dripping, and cooling the sentient beings, purifying the sentient beings. cooling the sentient beings who are, say, experience hot. also, the nectar is purifying the sentient beings. Which essence, numberless umbrella like this, very beautiful, extremely beautiful. Then essence, the qualities of perfect qualities of realization, perfect works, perfect works for others. Over to the Guru. so the same. Whether you visualize one meditable or many, however the essence of Guru. So that's what I mean. Or use the visualize Guru. in that aspect. your front, then there's the umbrella, so the banner, beautiful banner, which essence is a cessation of the, perfected qualities of cessation. Perfect words for self. Not offer to Guru. including those, all those seven golden mountains, all those. However, the essence. Then, from each atom of this mandala, beams emitted, and then numberless mandalas, you know. Each tip of the beam carries mandala. So numberless mandala. Then from those mandalas, each atom of the mandala beams emitted, then mandalas, beams carry the mandala. So whole sky filled with the mandala offerings. Each merit field receives skies of mandala offerings. Do this merit having of the mandala. May myself and family members, all the students, benefactors in the FMT and this organization, and all the rest of the sentient beings, may we train our mind. May we correct, say, able to say correctly devote guru, the virtuous friend, originator of all the collections of goodness, all the happiness, all the realizations, everything. Correctly devoted with the thought and action. Then train the mind in the path that places all the Buddhas, the victorious ones. And maybe achieve quickly the peerless, the full enlightenment. Another being submitted from Buddha. So getting that. Purified, totally illuminated oneself, purified all the defilements, need karma, all the wrong concepts. The Republic of Buddha absorbed with oneself, received Republic of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha absorbed with oneself, then received all the qualities from Guru devotion after enlightenment. They say two kayas. If we visualize elaborate energy field, then all the lineage lamas absorbed, all other lineage lamas absorbed after up to the root guru, absorbed to one cell replica. Lineage lama profound path, extensive path. Then, then from Lama Tisha, all the Lineage Lamas who combine to the path. So I'm going to read this as a more as a meditation on gradual path, as well as oral transmission of this short Lamrim text. also as a motivation. here is the direct meditation of Lamrim, the stage path of enlightenment, which has all the which is perfected in all the meaning, all in all the important meanings. so this is composed. composed by, I think, Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple. I think I'm not 100% sure. I think. Losang Doji Chang Bajidara Losang Jimba. The direct meditation of the gradual path. I have received this oral transmission from Geshe Senge, from whom I received the oral transmission of the Dhammakara Sutra. I think this Geshe-la, I think maybe Geshe Senge, he especially, I think, gave this. I go for refuge. To the Guler, I go for refuge to the essence encompassing all the Buddhas. originator of all the holy Dharma, script understanding, realizations, and principle of all the Aryan Sanghas. To the glorified Holy Guru. so who is all that? Is the glorified Holy Guru. All of you, please bless my mind to become Dharma. And then Dharma to become the path. The path, then to not occur any obstacles to the path. so this contains the making request to actualize the whole Lamrim to actualize the gradual path of the lower capable gradual path of the lower capable being. and then the Dharma to become path, so mind to become path, mind to become Dharma, connects that. Then Dharma to become path, that connects requesting to to actualize the gradual path of middle capable being, then to not obscure any obstacle to the path. That is a question to exercise gradual path of the higher capable being. please bless please bless me. please bless my mind. until I achieve enlightenment, to be able to devote the virtuous friend correctly, purely, with the thought and action, like Bodhisattva Narasang, the youthful Narasang, and Bodhisattva, the always crying one. And to be able to see, say, whatever action is done, to be able to see impure, means guru's action, whatever is done, to be able to see pure. So, even one see mistakes in the action, whatever mistakes one see in the action, then on the basis of meditating, say, a devoting with thought the essence of guru or the guru's holy mind is Dharmakaya. the holy mind of all the Buddhas, having ceased all the mistakes, having all the qualities, by thinking that so with that pure thought, then say so the mistake that one see, it becomes not a mistake but an act. Without showing the ordinary aspect, having suffering, having delusion, mistaken actions, without showing that, one one doesn't have the karma to see pure aspect of Buddha. Aspect of Buddha, pure. without mistakes. One doesn't have karma to see in that aspect. So only way, only way to guide oneself to liberation and enlightenment and by revealing path is only with this aspect. the ordinary aspect, mistaken aspect, having sufferings and then showing mistakes in action. but there's only karma, what one has, only impure karma to see in that aspect. And only with this aspect one can receive guidance. directly. So therefore, So this is purposely, these mistakes shown to me purposely, especially liberate from samsara sufferings and bring me to enlightenment. So using the mistake in guru to develop devotion, to develop devotion to one's mind. to develop good devotion and to realize the kindness of guru. So using seeing mistake and guru in this way to develop good devotion and kindness of guru. Or the other way to think is seeing mistakes in guru to think that is a projection of my own impure mind, mistaken mind. So that this way, thinking this way also makes to see whatever action done to see pure. So then to be able to practice, exactly according to the whatever it is said, whatever it is said. So whatever guru says, at the Vajrapani last time when Rinpoche gave teachings, I think the guru devotion session. One special thing, what I heard is that the purpose of practicing guru devotion is to be able to follow the advice. I don't recollect that I heard in that way in the past. to be able to follow the instruction. So that it has great meaning. And then by following the advice, so everyone is able to follow the advice of the guru, then that gives realization. Then one gets liberated from the defilements and achieve enlightenment. So and then they have the benefit of enlightenment. The same thing is. So that's part of the guru, part of the correctly devoting virtuous friend. So I was really straight, not please bless that this human body having freedom richness that was highly meaningful, difficult to find again, extremely easy to perish. that in which that can be stopped any time. And the karma is very profound, and so see, and the sufferings of the lower realm is so unbearable. By seeing these things, then from the heart, I go for refuge to terrible gems and abandon the karma and practice the virtue according dharma. Practice the virtue according to dharma. So I think what is practice virtue according to dharma. I think probably what my understanding of that is of the maybe out externally looks like virtue, you're collecting virtue, but dharma, but didn't become pure dharma. So I think practice virtue according to Dharma. So, if you're doing meditation, if you're doing prayer, making charity, whatever you do, but that virtue we're trying to do, not looking, not to become like looking virtue, but, you know, but to actually become virtue, you know, pure Dharma, things like that. Then, so that's the part of the lower capable being. That's the part of the lower capable being. but so it says, by depending on that, means refuge karma, I think. even one has achieved, say, just the high realm, deva human, you know, state. But because not having abandoned the delusions, then one has to experience suffering. One has to experience suffering in this samsara without end. So, by reflecting well on the how one circles in samsara, and the, and then see, so he is requesting, see, to bless, you know, requesting to bless by reflecting well the how one circles in samsara, to be able to follow day and night all the time. The principal method, the three aspects of the three aspects of the higher training, higher training of the morality, higher training of the concentration, higher training of the great insight. So this is part of the greater part of the middle capability. Now, so by depending on that, so this is renunciation, the three higher training, I think. What I mentioned before, even oneself achieved liberation, even oneself achieved the mere liberation, but the six types of sentient beings, there's nobody there who has not been once a mother. There's nobody there who has not been once a mother. So, so please grant me blessings. To change my mind, from the lesser vehicle, from the lower bliss. From the law of bliss means the law of nirvana. change my mind from the law of bliss, and seeking the, you know, seeking nirvana. So let's say that bliss and the blissful state of peace for oneself. So change the mind from that. from the law of bliss, thinking that I will do the work for the sentient beings. By equalizing oneself for others, and then generate precious thought of enlightenment, and to be able and to follow the bodhisattvas, the holy deeds, six parameters, these holy deeds, six parameters. And so forth of the victorious son. So this part is a greater part of the higher capable being. now next one. even once the mind is well trained in the common path, even once the mind is well trained in common path, I myself suffering in samsara for a long time, I don't have upsetness. especially unbearable compassion towards sentient beings, enter in the quick path, the Vajrayana teaching, and then keep the samaya vows like once or life. and to quickly achieve unified state of Vajradhara. Within this life, but the within this short life. To be able to achieve quickly unified state of Vajradhara, oneself quickly achieve unified state of Vajradhara in this very short only in this very short life. So this is about the secret mantra Vajrayana of the great capable being. For this, how to composed by this Vajradhara, Salvasan Jimba, the different levels of motivation, which I received from Geshe Senge, Mongolian Geshe, who was abbot of Sera Monastery in Tibet, after they allowed to have some, studied some monks in the monastery. Then Geshe Rao was appointed by Dim Sera Me and Sera Chibot to be abbot of Sera Monastery. I think five, six, seven around years. whose holy mind is totally free from worldly concern, completely free from worldly concern. learn it through the tantra, incredibly good-hearted and pure in the morality, like that. So one time, I received teachings from Geshe-la, 2 months, I think, about the 3 volumes of more secret Hayagyava teachings, our Seja College, the special deity, 3 volumes by Kaka Jitun Thamba, the original from the past life, who's like the Dalai Lama for Mongolia. Then 2 volumes of the teachings of the Hayagyava from composed by the Dalai Lama. So Geshe Senge Rinpoche, myself, I requested, and some other incarnate lamas who are lineage of this practice, the secret Hayagyava. very powerful deity. So one time Geshe was giving the Hayagyava initiation Kapan Monastery downstairs. So then Kladu Asadu is an Italian student who was a monk before. So the Italian students normally they offer gold, from I don't know Switzerland or from where they offer normally sometimes they offer gold, pieces of gold offerings. So he offered gold to Visila. And then, when he offered the gold, Kishila, this piece of gold, and Kishila sent it. It was like somebody kept garbage, you know. Like somebody offered him garbage, like that. There wasn't any special feeling. The expression was, he was giving away. The expression was, it's useless or something, you know. Something like useless. Like somebody gave garbage, you know. If somebody gave garbage to you in your hand, I say, well, how do you react? You know, how you react? So it's like that. there was no thought of that it's precious. No thought, nothing. Okay, so maybe I do a few pages. I'm not sure what I read. I do a few pages as fast as something. So as I just went through the motivation, I think that to take all transmission to achieve enlightenment for sentiments. For the benefit of sentient beings, and each word that I listen may cause to actualize wisdom directly facing emptiness. in my mind, and with the support of bodhicitta, assist the defilements and achieve enlightenment. And each word that I listen, may I able to benefit for all sentient beings, cause immediately to actualize wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, directly perceiving truth in the mind of all the sentient beings. And with the support of bodhicitta, then sees all the defilements and bring them to enlightenment.